I saw the beautiful picture of Ms. Elston on your website and wondered if her husband asked her to hold her tummy in while she was getting the picture done.
Now that's holding her tummy in?
Now why are you being cold?
But it's also a misfire because she's like the thinnest woman I've ever seen.
No kidding.
Well, this is a reference to the party you went to last summer, and Kate got in a fight with her because he told her she should hold her tummy in.
Okay. It was not malicious sounds.
Okay.
You know how malicious that sounded when you said it at first?
I didn't mean it malicious.
Yo. You're mentioning a passing reference to our personal lives from a year ago. Do I have that correct?
Buzz, welcome to the world of being a celebrity.
I'm frightened.
Don't you have an Xbox game to go play?
You are a big... Hey, shut up. You are a big celebrity, Buzz, and people hang on your every word.
Oh,
and
God bless them.
And actually, this mouth breather, this future landslide victim, is correct that it was about a year ago that you did yell at your wife one night when we
didn't
were out.
Yell at her.
Yes, you did. You hit her with the back of your hand, right in the face, and you said, "Damn woman, you're too fat." No, you said something to her, right?
Yeah.
You said something.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
You made a comment about her tummy.
Yeah, she was not holding it in. She's not fat. She was just not holding it in.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I guess that's what he was asking about.
Hello.
Oh, damn him anyway.
Hello, phone scam.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm feeling kind of blue.
Well, listen, if you want to call me,
Okay. Listen,
call me. Why don't you change your shirt? Okay? Come on. Doesn't anybody want to talk about sports?
And a good comeback by the bum.
The bum.
Change your shirt.
Change your shirt if you're feeling blue.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello, hi, Mike.
Yeah,
hi, Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I was scanning through the TV the other night. And
yeah.
Have you guys run across the new Surreal Life yet?
I'm weaning myself from the reality TV.
Oh, you gotta watch it. It's got that Joni Lauer, that China. And that Vern Troyer, that little midget.
Oh, God. That's like a recipe for yuck. Put them in the landslide, too.
A recipe for hilarity.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Doug Christie of the Sacramento Kings.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that I recently got traded to the Orlando Magic?
Are you trying to do the black thing?
This is Doug Christie.
Are you calling from Sacramento?
No, I'm. I got relocated to Orlando in the trade.
He's in area code. He's in area code 916. He's from Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Leave the driving to us. You're not qualified. You am not qualified to even make this type of telephone call, now, Whitey.
Well, that's my wife, Jackie.
Yeah, right.
I'm wishing for a new thing now. 2005. Fewer calls from Sacramento.
Mike, a wish. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hello, there. Don's and Mike's. Hello.
How are you today?
Hey, we're doing fine.
I am wondering if there will be a Craig Wilson reading today.
Will there be a Craig Wilson? No, it stinks today. It's not funny.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good.
Well, that's why I'm here and you're there.
Well.
All right, see ya. No prizes today. That's it. End of phone scan. Enjoy this 10-minute freaking commercial break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes you just try my patience. Hey, the holidays may be over, but the new year is here.
The sound of sleigh bells gave way to the sound of champagne corks popping, and now it's time to move forward to a new year.
The only thing I really enjoy about this time is talking to everyone and sharing holiday stories.
Right.
And right.
If you load up on OnStar personal calling minutes, you can share those moments with your friends without even picking up a phone.
I really enjoy talking to everyone, sharing holiday stories.
Well, right. You do, though, technically.
OnStar personal calling is a hands-free phone that's built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle. I do have that and love it.
And you love sharing those stories. Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation lets the whole family wish Grandma happy holidays from inside your vehicle, except in my case, when both of my grandparents are dead. Grandmas, rather. I never knew my paternal grandmother, and my maternal grandmother is dead. OnStar.
Go to OnStar.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How are you doing today? Love your radio show.
you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of, not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Las Vegas. Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
92.9 WBUF in Buffalo, New York. How about in Las Vegas? Spike Radio. How stupid is that? Radio for guys. I just read them. I don't write them. Spike! And Green Bay. 1440 WNFL. For everything about our show, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Rich Eisen's picture is there. He'll be on the show on Friday for the NFL playoffs. Rich will be brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love like Tower.
And you know, you're the big football fan, but I'm kind of looking forward to talking to Rich because it really is kind of a question mark, isn't it? In the AFC, it could be anybody's ball game.
Yeah, I like Indianapolis.
I do too.
I like Indianapolis going into New England. How about you, Buzz? Who do you like?
I like them all.
Oh, and, yeah, I almost forgot. We will have another NFL pundit today.
Yeah.
I know that we've been lucky. We've had Rich Eisen on. Mm-hmm. We have him on all the time. We have JB on today, making a return, Julia Spiewak.
Great. Little Julia.
Julia will not only pick the playoffs, she picks all the way through the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, everything except the Pro Bowl.
Wonderful.
Did you think about having her pick the Pro Bowl?
She didn't want to. She said it's not a real game.
Is this the thing where you sit at like the breakfast table with her and do it with a recorder?
Yeah, it's good.
I love that.
So that's still to come on today's show.
Oh, good.
Oh, I did want to make one more call to, you know, hold on just a second. Let me get a tape here about this radio station changing format here in D.C., this very famous station.
Mom?
See here.
Hey!
There you are. Ratings through the roof today. I mean, you buried the hitman. I just got off the corporate. They want you back. Your old spot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening. Anything you want, Hank. I love you, man.
Gardening. That's the bum. He's the new morning man at HFS.
Yeah. He's great.
We're going to call
him. And he's the program director.
We're going to call over there in a second. You know, I don't know how to weave all of these things together. Did you know that Abe Lincoln was a fag?
Abe Lincoln was gay?
Yes.
Wow. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Well, according to a new book, we're going to have this guy on the show.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. Hello.
How's my teenage boy doing? Did you tell everybody how cute you were on Xbox last night?
Oh, yes, I did, darling. Yes, I did. We had a nice big chat.
So, when you came to bed, I was worried for you because I didn't know what kind of, like, chat rooms you'd been in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a weird experience. Honey, I already talked about this. But yes, I did, in fact, admit, Frida got creeped out last night. She said, who are you playing the game with?
Yeah, because it's really letting strangers into your house.
And I told you the talking was the weird part. You put on the headset last night and talked to Bart when I was playing with him, right?
It was amazing. Yeah, right. I mean, for the invention of the telephone at our house, we were totally amazed.
You know, and I guess that there's a part of me that almost wants to tell you what my screen name is so that some of our idiotic listeners would play me, but I don't want you guys to
That's
ever
a brilliant
get,
idea.
I don't ever want you guys to get that close to me.
How is the voice quality? Is there like a delay when you talk, or is it instantaneous?
No, it's crystal clear. It's crisp and clear.
It's better than telephone.
They won't be strangers after the picnic.
Right.
That's the ice cream social buzz.
Oh, that's well, right. Honey, you should know, and I don't think you did know this, that this morning I mentioned this, like an alcoholic walking past the wine at 7 or 8 in the morning,
right.
I did not go to the Xbox to turn it on today to play with another stranger.
You know, restraint and moderation is not your strong suit. So, I mean, if that lasted one day.
Well, I thought it was though. I thought it was creepy last night.
Don, my father used to say moderation in all things, including moderation.
Darling?
Yeah.
Darling?
Well, you don't tell him your screen names, but tell him the ones Bart wanted to give you.
Oh, Dusty Hoffman.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he still is going on that... that
I won't let it go.
That one person that said I look like Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, use Fokker.
I bet that one's taken.
Yeah, probably.
I bet it is. Mm-hmm. So you are not working today. You must be shopping.
I returned Japan's tax to get the tag off it.
Okay, I didn't need that. I was just wondering what you're doing.
Well, I'm doing all the errands that a good housewife would do.
There you go. That's my girl. All right.
I'm doing a little home improvement, having a couple of meetings about, you know, fixing up our house a little bit.
Hey, did you know that Abe Lincoln was a fag?
That's not true.
Some people believe that.
Did Abe Lincoln have an eye for guys? The Intimate World of Abraham Lincoln. This is a book. This is a real, true book. Oh, honey, I almost forgot, because I'll let you get back to shopping. Were you shocked today when you heard about WHFS?
You know, I called my friend Marilyn, because that was our first radio jobs at that radio station.
You worked at WHFS?
Right out of college. I was their news director.
Wow.
Yeah, she worked there, you know what I'm saying? She worked. That's right. It was Weasel on one side.
Damien.
Sir.
It was the original HFS with all the family.
Right.
You know,
that's right. All the
family,
all
they called it.
All the pot brownies and free love. Back in the day.
Back in the day. I heard back in the day they had an airtight news department.
Yeah. It was. When you take somebody right out of college who has absolutely no experience,
you don't even get it.
News director?
You don't even get it. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine with me. All right, baby. I'll see you tonight.
I don't get it. I didn't get drug jokes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay, love you. I'll see you later.
I have a feeling I'm going to get it later, and I'm going to be mad.
You're going to get it? Oh, you mean the joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those. You ever have a comedian say that in a stand-up?
Right.
Where a joke just flops, and he says, like, seriously, you're going to get this later.
On your way home.
And have you ever on your way home thought about that and thought, you know what? That guy was right.
That's something Richard Jenny would say.
Yeah, we're all united in our hatred of Richard Jenny right now.
Platypus man.
Because he's got a new HBO special coming out that just looks like it cannot stink enough. All right,
I bet if you talk about it with your friends on Xbox, they'll probably agree with you tonight, Sugar Bear.
All right, thank you for mocking me. I love you, and I will be there tonight on Xbox Live.
All right. Goodbye, sweetie.
Bye, baby. Bye-bye. See, she tones it down for the radio. I mean, if you knew last night she came by, what are you doing?
Right.
Playing. With who? I don't know. And you're talking? I said, no. And I look at her like she's out of her mind. I said, I won't talk to these people. She said, well, pause the game and tell me what you're doing. I said, and this is where I sound like the ultimate nerd. I can't pause the game because the other person's waiting for me to play. Honey, I only have 28 seconds to pick out.
Don't you feel a little trapped when you get into that game?
Exciting.
I mean, it's just you can't stop.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Just walk
and
away.
And I'm going to have to change my screen name now. I'm positive because someone out there will figure it out. It's too freaking easy.
Could you, and I won't say it, of course, could you write down your screen name for me because I'd like to see what it is?
Yes. It's nothing elaborate.
You gave one a minute ago that seemed obvious, but I'm sure that was fictional.
Okay, there you go. Two words.
All right.
That's what it is.
Ah. That's very recognizable.
Shocked it wasn't taken.
That's very recognizable.
Here it is. No, there it is, really.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's familiar. Really,
right? Oh, okay.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, is Abraham Lincoln gay?
Wow.
Was he gay?
Mm.
Oh, WHFS, hold on, it's time to call there.
While you dial, I will say this. Historians do agree, because it's in solid history, Abe Lincoln had a very high nasally voice.
True. Anything about a lisp or anything like that?
No, I think just high and nasally. He loved show tunes. There weren't as many then.
But no.
He liked them all.
Yeah, most of them went to a Ford's Theater, right? Yeah.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln.
Oh, come on now, hold on.
You like the show?
It was busy over there?
Yes, it was.
Big day.
Lots of people calling WHFS.
Sure.
WHFS! How are you? This is George Lopez, otherwise known as The Bump. We're so excited about our new Latino format. I hope you enjoy it. It'll chase away your blues.
Hey, George.
Who's this?
It's Don from Don and Mike.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Right.
I'm a big fan of your show. How are you?
We're doing great. How's the new Latin rhythmic, whatever, Mexican format doing on WHFS?
Man, I tell you, this is really something special. I've got to tell you, the first time I looked at my ratings,
yeah,
about 6 hours ago,
yeah,
we had a one share. Now, it's gone up to a 50. A total 50 share. Stay tuned for the hot Cinco and Cinco.
Wow.
It's going to be fantastic. I hope you enjoy it. That's a good one, Rob. Hey, way to go. You took French in high school.
Tell us again about Senior Hughes, the man behind
right
this
now,
move.
If I can really just take a moment of your time, if you don't mind, I would like to say, what a great job that man Michael Hughes has done. I'm looking forward to having lunch with him tomorrow. We're going to discuss all the great promotions we can have. It's going to be a great time, as we are now the first FM, FAMA, Latino station in Washington, Nación Capital. Oh, man, that's great. Hey, there he is. He's waving as he walked by my glass window. Michael Hughes. Wearing a big Viacom sombrero.
what would you say to someone who said, change the station? Would you say, well, what do you say, change your shirt? Is that
oh,
you
I would
that?
Say, mijo, you don't change that. Mm-hmm. If you change that, we're going to move into your house. Hola, Baltimore. Man, this is a great time for me. Listen, if you've ever liked the George Lopez show,
yeah,
you'll love my Bleacher Bum show in the morning. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, look at that.
What?
A 52 share even while we were talking.
What about all those boxes of Alanis Morissette records and all that Iggy Pop stuff?
What we're doing was we're having a big bonfire in the backyard. We were going to give them to some of the employees, but they were too depressed to take them.
Oh.
Give me a break! Wow, I love this whole format thing. It's great. And I just say I'm very proud, and I'd like to thank my good close friend, Mr. Hughes, for giving us all this great opportunity. And, you know, for those people that got fired,
yeah,
I'd just like to say if they want to call me and talk to me personally,
uh-huh,
I'll chase away their blues.
Nice.
The bonfire will cook hot tamales tonight, mi amigo.
Thank you, George.
Mio Don, great talking to you.
There you go from 99.1 HFS.
Yeah, the big news here in Washington, that's what happened today.
They changed their format. They went Spanish today. They really did.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, a lot of people said that today.
Nobody listened. You know, that's the amazing thing. Not a soul listened to that goddamn radio station until word gets out today that they switched.
Now they're upset.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to read things about that, too, where you're going to talk about the great... Well, they didn't support it when it was there. Right.
Yeah, this is what the radio station is. The radio station did mean a lot to people 20, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, 25 years ago, Donnie and Marie Osmond meant a lot to people as well.
I really had no idea your wife worked there. That's kind of cool.
She did.
Wow.
She
pioneer.
Was, what was her job title? That she
said news director.
Yeah, right. But she was really, you know what I mean? She's a mascot for the station. That's what she was. She was a mascot.
I don't think
she
was a mascot. Your first radio job?
Yeah, she was a mascot. She didn't have a costume. She was the mascot for the radio station. I think both she and Marilyn were both mascots at that time.
Really?
Without costumes. We should call Weasel.
Hey, how are you, Weasel, playing the rock and roll?
Mike, was Abraham Lincoln queer?
I'd say no. I don't think he was.
Okay, the guy's coming on the show, not today, but the book, which we got an exclusive early copy of, The Intimate World of Abraham Lincoln.
I think you've got a mascot call coming in.
Hello.
I think it's for you.
Hello.
I thought you were shopping.
How dare you denigrate my career?
I thought you were shopping. I'm kidding.
I was news and public affairs director, as a matter of fact.
Both. And mascot.
Somewhere I have tapes of my public affairs shows, and if you think my radio show in college was funny, you should hear that.
Hey, is this permission for me to play that tape of you at the college radio station?
You've already played. What did you ask my permission when you played it before?
I have not. I swear to God, baby, I've not played that since you told me not to. It might have played on Best Of, but I've not played it.
You played it without with total disregard to my feelings before. So I, you can go ahead. But you know what? I can get, I've got a movie camera too. And there's movies of you.
That's as fast as I've ever seen Rob run.
Baby, you don't get it. Do you think I've played that tape? I promise you I haven't. And I feel so strongly about that promise that that tape's not even in the studio. Rob's got it hidden in the other room. You got it?
It's actually on a reel, the raw tape. He just brought it in.
Right,
but
here,
he never
got
find
it.
That.
From WCCP, March 19th, 1977.
Sure, you can make fun of me. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, now, what's the there's no fun in making fun when you put it like that.
No, go ahead and make fun of me. I mean, after all, I mean, it's hard to make fun of you just because as I'm doing my morning run today and talking about our teenage kids and comparing notes with other moms on the Xbox play in our house, I have to talk about my husband. There's nothing I can make fun of you about, so you go ahead and make fun of me.
Listen, I just mentioned you were a mascot at the radio station.
I wasn't a mascot. What have I been, a big joint?
Incidentally, that was in the old days. That was the best mascot.
That's pretty
a big fatty.
That's pretty good.
A big doobie.
All right, baby. I'm just kidding you. But but really, do I have your permission to play this tape tomorrow?
Go ahead.
Hey, that's gold, Jerry. That's gold. All right, thanks, baby.
All right, goodbye, sweetie.
Right, goodbye. I thought she was shopping. Is Abraham Lincoln queer? The book, The Intimate World of Abraham Lincoln. Was he gay or not?
Mm-hmm.
There are critics, but there's a lot of evidence. They say the evidence can be circumstantial or it can be real, depending on how you interpret these facts about Abe Lincoln. In 1862, a bodyguard who joined Abe at the president's summer retreat would sleep in his bed when Mrs. Lincoln was away. He even borrowed Abe's nightshirts from time to time.
It's better than not borrowing.
Well, right there, I mean, if that's documented, that would seem very abnormal. And I don't mean abnormal for a heterosexual. They didn't have heat, though.
Also in 1862, Billy Green and Abe Lincoln.
Since we're doing this investigative report, would that have been something in the era that was kind of traditional, that people slept together to preserve heat?
Well, now,
as I recall,
I'm asking Buzz, of course.
He was there.
I was there.
Yeah. Buzz was there.
You did volunteer the heat.
Yes.
Billy Green, another man in 1862 and Abe Lincoln, shared a short cot many nights. Because Lincoln was 6'4", he was forced to sleep jackknifed, a position that promoted sexual intimacy.
Wow.
Also, in 1861, Abe Lincoln shared a room and his bed for 4 years with his friend Joshua Speed. Also, Lincoln agreed to marry a sister of a friend, but when she made a return visit after a three-year absence, Abe Lincoln lacked a certain heterosexual enthusiasm.
Oh.
Abe Lincoln's marriage wasn't happy because Mary Todd felt that she was getting less than what he had to offer.
See, when they use that kind of talk, you know, it damages the credibility. Hey.
And then they mention, not as an aside to if he was gay or not, and I know we've had this on the show before, he claims that Mary Todd physically abused Abe Lincoln and that she would beat him with firewood and chase him around the house with a knife. It seems possible to them that the reason that she would beat him up with firewood and chase him with a knife was because he didn't like her in the bedroom. He liked these other guys that he would spend time with.
Man, the greatest president.
That's right.
How about that?
Queer.
Now we have the log cabin Republican.
Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. This guy's coming on the show. I love the fact that the guy contacted us, and it's a real book. What's the? It's a free press, so it's a real publishing.
Well, I mean, I got a million questions for this guy. This will be fascinating.
The guy apparently has an answer for everything, and he's going to say when you say, well, like Buzz says, you know, guys slept together because it was cold.
It was cold.
I'm sure.
Well, I'll be interested to see how he did his research. I'd like to know where he got this information, and you know, I mean, it's certainly not in a lot of history books. Abe went into the jackknife position as he slept with his bodyguard.
Yeah. 6'4", size 14 shoes.
Oh, Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah. Andy claims that our 16th president was a flaming homosexual.
Wow.
How about that?
I think this would be a fascinating interview.
And what was that thing you read about his voice again?
Oh, very high, very nasally.
Yeah. When you come to bed.
Because you think of, like, Hal Holbrook, who has played Lincoln. That's the voice that we get in our head when we think about it.
But Rob's right.
You know, it's more like, I am here to free all men.
47 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the movies, Gregory Peck, I believe,
right?
Played
Abe Lincoln. Was another guy.
Yeah, but, you know.
Damien.
We've got her. The boy.
The boy.
Save the boy.
But in real life, it was like this.
It was more like
hey,
that.
Lady.
Sleeping a jackknife, Mr. President?
Of course I do. Come to bed. It's cold.
So anyway, is Abe Lincoln queer? I don't know.
Fascinating.
I don't know. I'll talk about it tonight on Xbox. I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJF transmitiendo desde la ciudad capital de América. Esta es tu nueva radio. 99.1 FM. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you impudent son bitch.
You don't tell your Pappy how to cut the electorate? We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yes. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Take your leg, Junior. The guy your mammy died giving birth. Should have seen you, should have died of shame.
The Don and Mike Show. They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Tomorrow on the show, have you seen Napoleon Dynamite? The guy that plays Kip. Napoleon Dynamite is one of those movies that they're going to call a cult favorite. I think it's funny. It's slow.
Right.
It makes a point about a nerd kid. It takes a long time to make the point. It's a good movie. Anyway, the guy's name is Aaron Rule. He'll be on tomorrow. Also tomorrow, from your Detroit Lions, head coach Steve Mariucci.
Ah, very good.
And he'll be chatting with town retard Justy Johnson.
Justy Johnson, who is, of course, the biggest Detroit Lions fan in the world.
Right, the guy with all the tattoos, the guy that keeps losing the bets about the Lions. So tomorrow they will come together, and in a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to, Mike, do you remember the name Jeff Tweeten?
Jeff Tweeten.
He's one of those idiots that waited in line.
Oh, my God, for the Star Wars movie.
Right, well, there's a new one coming out in 3 months, 2 months.
21 weeks now.
21 weeks.
And he's doing it again?
He's already in line in front of the movie theater.
Is Natalie Portman going to be in this one?
Yes.
Oh.
You know what she needs?
Oh, what? Now, here we go again. What? She's beautiful.
Listen, all she needs is like 4 or 5 meals at McDonald's.
So she's too
thin.
You know
what? She's too thin.
That movie where she plays a stripper, I've seen a sequence from it. She looks pretty good.
Does she look hot in it?
Yeah. I don't know if she needs to put on any weight.
Okay.
Everyone's excited about the Star Wars movie because they're debuting Darth Vader.
Ooh.
That's, you get to see how he was born.
I'm guessing the regular way, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, how he got turned into Darth Vader.
Did you see his childbirth? Is it going to be like something on the National Geographic Channel, like with cows, rendering a cow? Or
going to be a THX version of Afterbirth.
Well, you wouldn't render it. I mean, rendering is...
when you boil someone down to make soap.
Rendering. And there's some joke in there about cows and abortions, and the punchline is decaffeinated. Yeah. That's all I know.
And you know, you just told the joke without really telling it. That takes skill.
There you go. Oh, it's Billy Bush time. Here he is from Access Hollywood. Tonight, 7:30 on NBC4 here in D.C. and everywhere else. Check your local listings. It's on NBC. Billy!
Yes!
Billy, are you aware that we're not goofing with you now? You worked in D.C. You live here. HFS changed their format today and went Spanish.
No way.
Yeah?
Yeah, I swear to God on my kid's life.
It happened at 12 noon today. 12 noon, they made the complete format change, and they are...
And now we have the HFS Diva!
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, once you're a DJ, you're always a DJ. That's why he's able to do that.
Everybody gets it. Okay, Billy, do you have any thoughts on this legendary Washington radio station that nobody listened to anymore going away?
Well, I think I guess they made a move. They faced inevitability, right? I mean, they weren't the rock station that people listened to, were they?
No.
No, they were not.
They suck. Let's be honest.
They had to go, and it's too bad.
They suck. They stunk.
The Jockeys are gone.
And my wife used to be a mascot there when they were at 102.3.
Oh, she's going to call you again.
Billy?
What was she wearing?
Billy, what was she wearing? She was dressed in... What did he say?
What was she doing?
You know what she was doing. She was doing what all mascots do. Are they done with the ads for the... what is the bowl game that had the mascots?
I forgot the name of it, too.
It's a credit card, mm-hmm. A bowl where you were supposed to, at the halftime of this college football game, the mascots would come out and fight each other or box each other.
And wrestle.
And a girl was going to marry one of them or something like that.
It's kind of a variation on reality television.
Billy?
I like the one where the beautiful little hot dog falls in love with the Pepsi can across the street.
Oh, isn't that cute?
It's very touching.
You know what I've noticed, though, and it's Capital One is the one where the guy's at the football game with his family, and he's about, and all of the Vikings break in, and I've noticed the voiceover is Randy Quaid.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's Cousins! Yeah.
Cousins!
It's Randy Quaid.
You know, I'm surprised he still gets that kind of commercial work after his failed stint as Colonel Sanders. A lot of people don't realize when they tried to bring back the Colonel.
That's right.
It was the very lucky Randy Quaid.
And Billy, you would know this. What was the awful TV movie, the disaster CBS movie that Randy Quaid was in, where he had his head shaved?
Oh.
Yeah. It was like about something like The Day After Tomorrow.
Very similar.
Oh, come on.
And Brian Dennehy played a grizzled old newspaper editor. It had an all-star cast.
But we don't have the title.
It was something like, what's the highest earthquake?
Called 10.5. No, it was, 10.5.
Yeah, and hey, Billy, listen, that was on NBC. You're a company man. You should have known that.
I'm not a company man. I stand up for myself.
Okay. Tonight on Access Hollywood, Brad Pitt.
We thoroughly exhaust the Brad Pitt issue.
Have you really?
Wow.
Because I'm...
We have not thoroughly exhausted it.
Oh, you have not. Okay, good.
But I'm saying we will thoroughly exhaust it.
You will.
You can depend on us.
Has anybody found that? I don't know why I care. I do, though. Was it Angelina Jolie? Do we know if that's what it was? I think we may have asked you this yesterday or the day before.
No, I don't. It just can't be. I mean, her quote is too direct. Remember, the November quote she gave, saying, I don't sleep with married men. I have many lovers. I don't need Brad Pitt.
That was November.
But do you think that when she says, I don't sleep with married men, do you think that she means just she doesn't sleep, but, you know, she does everything else?
Happily married men.
Happily married men.
I don't know. I didn't read into the nuance, but maybe. But I don't think so. I think she's happy with Adam. Although when you're on a movie for that long and you're playing two characters that are just totally sexually attracted to each other and you're acting that out all day long, mm-hmm. I would think it's very hard not to become somewhat attracted to the person opposite you. It's impossible.
I only asked Angelina. It says here tonight on your Access Hollywood show, Brad Pitt is in Tokyo for Ocean's 12. And do the Japanese people, do they understand?
They're screaming at him. As soon as it's great video, he's getting off the plane, and they are going crazy, screaming.
That was an idiotic concept that I just had for a moment in my head. Do the people in Japan have any idea who Brad and Jennifer Pitt are, and why would they care?
Friends is on over there, and also, you know...
Well, how do they understand it? How do they understand it, Billy?
They translate it, Don.
Well, it can't be as funny.
It's actually funnier.
How does smelly cats go in Japanese?
Well, it would be whatever the translation of smelly and cat would be.
Over there, they call the song Smelly Cat Dinner.
Oh, God. Okay, so you have...
who do you want in the Super Bowl?
You have Brad Pitt tonight, and it says on the prep sheet, Ricky Martin. Frankly, I don't care about him, Billy.
That's why it's a very short piece, Don. Stick with us. We'll be over it in 40 seconds, the Japanese people going crazy for Brad Pitt when he gets off the plane screaming, is everything okay with Jennifer, and going nuts.
Wow.
It's great.
Okay, well, watch you tonight. Access Hollywood, 7:30 on NBC4 and around the country. And there's the great Billy.
Bye, Billy.
Give my best to everyone at HFS. Tell them I'm sorry, but things have to happen.
Like you care. Like we care. Come on, let's be honest. Hey, you, nice. You climbed out of the sinkhole known as radio, Billy. You're above it now. Congratulations. Go out there, drive your car fast, and watch out for mudslides.
I will.
Okay. All right. Bye, dude.
This is an interesting segment with Billy today.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah. I thought he liked it when we talked about other stuff.
Yes, it was a very interesting segment with Billy today.
Anyway, that's Billy Bush.
Yes.
From Access Hollywood.
It was good talking at him.
Well, really, there was nothing to talk to him about.
Right.
I mean, this is what NBC gave us for prep today.
Right.
Ask him about Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to ask him about Brad Pitt.
We did.
Right.
We did, and it's done.
Yeah. And he didn't mention Bill O'Reilly, which he did yesterday.
Right.
I watched Bill O'Reilly last night about the Bill O'Reilly Clooney thing, the very beginning of O'Reilly's show. Now, listen to how he gets around this whole tsunami relief thing.
Is he going to do it, first of all?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Okay, here's the yes and here's the no.
Mm-hmm.
He starts off last night, and have you ever seen Bill O'Reilly's TV show where he says something, and on the right-hand side of the screen, that what they do is they write down the important points in case you're so stupid you don't understand what this blowhard is saying.
Right.
So he says he is a watchdog. He's going to look out to make sure that the money raised goes to the right people.
Uh-huh.
He addressed the fact that George Clooney sent him a letter saying that O'Reilly makes more than George Clooney. He said something like, you got $15 million for Ocean's 11.
Right.
You should check with your accountant. He never really addressed the issue of who made more money.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and I will, in fact, be on the special. Now, I'm going to be introducing an act or a performer on the special.
Right.
I will not be able to actually see or talk to George Clooney since he will be in Los Angeles and I will be on a soundstage in New York.
Okay.
So technically, Bill O'Reilly is going to be on the Tsunami Relief Show.
But he's not going out to L.A. to be on it.
Yeah, and I think what everybody...
And he's a wimp.
What everybody wanted to see was Clooney standing there next to O'Reilly.
Right.
You know, because you know, nothing would happen even if they were standing there. Nothing.
How many people are going to be on sound stages? That's what I want to know. You know, how many people are going to be doing... If they're doing it... If he's part of a large contingent of East Coast celebrities that participate in this thing, it'll be one thing. It'll be more credible for him.
Right.
But if he's like soloing and like the only guy that's on a soundstage, then it'll look a little suspect.
That I don't know. I do have the list. It's Madonna, Diana Ross, Maroon 5, Lenny Kravitz, John Mayer, Clooney, Catherine Zeta-Jones, all the usual celebrities, and I'm guessing most of them will be out in California.
I would think so. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't know. Let you know. Also, the Lingerie Bowl on pay-per-view this year with the Super Bowl.
How'd it do?
Well, no, it's not happened yet.
Right.
Remember, just the last three or four years.
How did last year's do? Didn't it do well?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant, like, who won. I was going to say, I don't know.
No, I don't care who won.
Shirts or skins won. I'm not really a panties or thongs won.
I'm trying to remember whether it was a success or a failure.
It was a colossal failure.
Well, it didn't make a lot of money. It didn't make money?
No, not a lot.
Right. It was on some dumb pay-per-view on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
Well, they sent us a thing today about the Lingerie Bowl. It's back this year on pay-per-view. It's $14.95, and you should know that they're going to donate 10% of every one of these people that buy this to the tsunami relief.
Oh, that's you know what?
It is
tacky.
I know it's awful.
You know, I know it's. I hope it does go to the good cause, but it is tacky.
It's awful.
Hey, man, all right, get down in your undies and
incidentally, 10% of what we make will go to a good cause. Correct, Mr. Blackwell, who I thought was dead. I thought, seriously, Mr. Blackwell was eating dirt.
He lives.
He's alive.
He is alive. He's still, thank God.
And he still is coming out with this list. And what's worse than his list are these stupid, ridiculous puns and comments, his witty puns.
Oh, he's terrible.
You know, that Nicolette Sheridan is the worst-dressed woman, according to Mr. Blackwell.
Uh-huh.
She's a taste-free pain. Let's crown her the tacky temptress of Wisteria Lane.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Blackwell. You ever see the way he dresses?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan is second, then Jessica and Ashley Simpson. Courtney Love, Paris Hilton. This is one Hilton that should be closed for renovation.
God.
Shut up. Serena Williams, from the queen of tennis to fatal fashion menace. Mr. Blackwell.
I guess what he does.
Paula Abdul, then Britney Spears, Meryl Streep, and Anna Nicole Smith. This is the only one that seems true.
Okay.
She looked like a rag doll trapped in a wind machine.
That's the best
one.
That
is good.
And then on the other side, you have the best dressed, and there's no funny jokes about them, Terry Hatcher. Although, you know what? The more that I see the ads for Desperate Housewives,
yeah.
Terry Hatcher's got the vish bags under her eyes.
She does. I've always, I mean, and this is not anything new. She's looked haggard.
You thought on Lois and Clark that she had that look?
She was, well, you know, back when, remember when she was kind of a little bit more full-figured? She mm-hmm. seemed like she had a little more meat on her bones. Now she looks kind of, she's too skinny, I think.
Yeah.
And she's also always, for the last 5 years, had kind of a haggard look to her face.
But it's mm-hmm. just the big raccoon eyes that she's got. And in every shot, it looked like, I don't know if she's doing speed or if she's, you know, I don't know. It's,
she's addicted to heroin.
It's just a look that says this woman's not slept.
Mm-hmm.
But she's on the list, so is, we just mentioned Natalie Portman, Nicole Kidman. Here's where the beautiful list of beautiful women drops off. Barbara Walters.
Best dressed list we're still on?
Oh, yes, yeah, the best. Also, Kate.
Perfect gay list.
Kate Winslet,
mm-hmm. okay.
Annette Bening, Oprah, Gwen Stefani. And what the hell is she doing on that list? And Jennifer Garner. Those are the best dressed.
I would have thought he would put Gwen Stefani on the other list, because most of those women, it's the conservative dress like your mother women.
Right. They reinvented Gwen Stefani because she's in The Aviator.
She's glam now. She's all glammed up. Right. Almost
like Jean Harlow, I think.
Right. When they tried to clean up Jewel for a while. Remember
ran
that?
Ran out of soap.
Hey, if you're going to clean up Jewel, the first trip is to a dentist. You got to fix that.
Or a wood shop.
Okay, hold on. I got to break here. We have to break, but it's a proud day for Saudi Arabia.
Really?
As of yesterday, yesterday was the 11th, as of yesterday, Saudi Arabia had already beheaded 6 people in the new year.
Wow.
This puts them on pace. This is like a home run guy, mm-hmm. you know, with how he would do over the year. This puts them on pace for a record 219 beheadings this year. That would shatter last year's number, which was very weak, 35.
Man, oh man.
You keep in mind, if you are convicted of murder, rape, armed robbery, or drug trafficking, you get executed in public in Saudi Arabia.
I'd just like to say the princes are good, still good friends of the family.
So don't go there. Don't. And what was WHFS beheaded 4 this year.
So far. So far.
And it's not only the head, right? They'll chop the hand off for stealing.
Yeah,
and,
you know, I think that's the deal. I think for adultery, it's, you know, what you think it is.
Nasty. Jealous.
So watch out. Don't go to Saudi Arabia. And definitely do not go to Costa Rica.
Really?
Huh? This is a great feel-good. A guy from Germany. Of course, they're all from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's name, that's enough, Rob. The guy's name is Robert Jurisch. So he goes on holiday to Costa Rica. And he's in his hotel room, and his left foot starts to swell up. Now, this has happened to him before, because he has diabetes. So he goes to the hospital in Costa Rica, just to get aspirin, because this will cure his swelling. At the hospital, they put him on a bed, they gave him some pills that he thought were aspirin.
Sure.
They thought he was very seriously ill. He woke up 2 days later, at the airport, with his suitcases by his side, and his entire left leg was missing.
Whoops.
I am not making this up.
Have a nice flight home.
$375 in traveler's checks were taken from his wallet and replaced by a receipt from the hospital for the amputation.
Wow.
But wait, it gets worse. So they cut off the dude's leg.
Uh-huh. And they bring him to the airport when he's still unconscious?
Yeah. Yes, yes. They leave him in a wheelchair, and he's got the thing in his pocket that with the receipt, and he doesn't have a leg.
A receipt. Here's a receipt for your amputation.
So he's flipping out. He tries to stand up. He realizes, wait, I've only got one leg. He hits his head. He passes out in the airport.
Oh, no.
Then later they take him back to another clinic where they find out that during the operation where they cut off his leg that they didn't need to cut off, he had gotten blood poisoning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He had to stay in Costa Rica for 4 weeks until they got the special medical plane that could take him back home to Germany. Since he got back to Germany, he has had 23 operations to try to repair the damage from the amputation.
Wow.
And this is why Rob loves Germans. He still has not sued.
Incredible.
He still has not sued.
But I bet he has the blues. Man, oh, man.
Too great. Man, that's wow. Too great. I'm reading this story.
They must have used just like a dirty cleaver.
You know, I'm reading the story, and I'm thinking the payoff has to be he wakes up and his toe is cut off.
Right.
Or his ankle's cut off.
The whole leg.
It's the whole leg. And they've got him in a stroller, in a wheelchair at the airport.
And it was done so badly that you know, he's got to go back in for repairs.
That's a receipt. Insurance will pay for it.
But I have no intention of suing.
That is good and good. Okay, this slacker freak punk who's in front of the theater in Seattle.
Yeah, and we've done business with him before.
That's right. He's in front of a movie theater in Seattle like an idiot waiting for the next Star Wars movie that opens in how many weeks, Rob?
21 weeks.
21 weeks.
It's another one of these people that, like a lot of the people that go on reality shows, that he has nothing but time.
Right, and coincidentally, so do we.
So
we'll talk to him in just Pluto Momento.
Is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Or like doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
From Earth to Brent, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis.
Duh.
Okay.
I knew that. Earth to Brent. I'm not so sure you did, because you were all... Well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like, you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
What?
Inevitable, inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
Always immersed in thought, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Remember this chick had the chain coming out of her nose?
Mm-hmm.
Jane Child, everybody. Yeah. That's a bad song. I mean, it's bad. I like it, but it's boo. You stinky. I got the music here for. We got so many things here. Oh, the Star Wars music. Thank you.
We're flying, flying through space.
21 weeks until the new Star Wars movie.
Who cares?
Who remembers 3 years ago when we were on in Seattle and there was a guy in Seattle who was in front of a movie theater waiting for months for the last one to open? And that guy, as it turns out...
I like the mysticism.
...got on the Today Show.
Yes.
And mentioned our name.
Yeah.
Here, before we bring him back, he's in line again.
Uh-huh.
Let's go back to the Today Show 3 years ago.
Okay.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff... Whiten, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
Well, that's great. We're happy with that.
Yeah.
Then at the end, he throws it in again.
Gotta love the kid, right?
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
How great.
We got him baited.
Dude, we loved it so. Joining us now from some theater in Seattle, here's Jeff Sweeten. Jeff!
Hey, I'm in front of the Cinerama right now, and that was just a stroll down memory lane. How's it going, guys?
So it is the Cinerama again, huh?
Same one?
Yes, it is the Cinerama, the best theater in the world, so you gotta go to the best.
Now, you set your record the last time, right? This is a little shorter version, isn't it?
No, this is a little bit longer.
Oh, it's a little longer, ooh. So you've been there.
How long in totality, Jeff, will you be waiting outside the theater for the movie to open?
I believe it's 139 days, but I haven't really done the math very well.
No, of course not. You sound a little more sophisticated than when we talked to you the last time.
It was 3 years ago.
Yeah, you sound like you've grown up a little bit.
Oh, a little bit, you know. I got over this Peter Pan complex I had, and now I'm a pirate.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Now, the theater, the Cinerama that you're in front of, any guarantee that Episode 3 will play there?
No guarantee as of today, but
see, now you gotta,
I didn't know that.
You got to remember, I think we asked him this before, the last time 3 years ago. He was in front of a theater. We said, are you sure they're going to be running the movie? Now, you would think that every theater is going to be running the movie.
Yeah, but some of them don't. Sometimes you get first-run features that are not run in certain cinemas.
And the movie companies make deals with theater chains.
Right.
So you don't know for sure that the movie's going to be in the theater, but you think so, right?
Oh, I'd have to say. I'd have to say yes.
And it's a single auditorium theater, right? It's just one movie theater.
One screen.
One massive 70-foot screen with, you know, THX surround sound.
Yes.
It is just, it's a pleasure. It's pretty much the geek mecca of Seattle.
Jeff, I would imagine that since you're going to be out there for that period of time and you've done this before, wouldn't you be plugged into the theater management? Do they have anything to say to you? Do they talk to you about
it? Do they hate you?
Or do they hate you?
They pretty much leave me alone, and I pretty much don't talk to them until, you know, the movie, you know, is about to start. Uh-huh. Find out how they want to run it. I'm just happy that they're out. They're letting me, you know, sit out there and do my thing.
Are you getting any type of the exposure that you got last time?
I'm going to probably say a little bit less than last time. I haven't gotten the Today Show, so. Oh, well.
And what about the other guy? Is the other guy in it with you now, or is this a solo
act? No, it's just me right now.
Just you.
He had to do some other stuff for business.
Like what? Like job stuff and, you know, going to work. And So
you know what I wanted to ask you? And I wanted to ask you this the last time. When you finally do get in, if they're going to show it, and you're the first guy, where do you sit? Where do you sit in the theater?
That's a good question, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I sit sixth row center.
That's about what I like.
Now,
that's the audio sweet spot there.
After you've waited for 21 weeks for a movie to open, when you get inside the theater, once they take your ticket, do you dare go to the refreshment center or do you immediately go to your seat?
I go immediately to my seat. I can't do the movie popcorn. A little too salty and, you know, makes me a little too bloated.
Yeah. So you're outside. What, you got a tent out there now?
No, I just got a couch right now.
How's the weather?
Seattle, Buzz. Don't you remember we saw the video of these guys last year? I think last year, didn't you start on the street or 3 years ago in sleeping bags and then maybe had air mattresses and then maybe I'm remembering also on TV, like you're thinking, Mike,
a tent or a van.
We went to a van and to a tent, then a larger tent, and then finally, you know, a full blood. Pledge apartment with the cell phone and a big screen TV.
I remember we sent you a lap dance.
That's what
in the van. You guys were in your van.
Yeah, and that was one of the most strangest lap dance I've ever had.
I'm sure.
But you enjoyed
it. It was all done to Hakuna Matata. You never listen to that song the same way again.
So how are you passing the time during these 21 weeks that you're waiting for the movie to open?
I'm doing a lot of graphic design work on my computer, surfing the net, that sort of thing.
Now, do you have the cam up? Can people look at you?
I'm hoping to get a webcam within the next couple of days.
Ah.
And then I'm still, you know, updating and going to be putting up some photographs. I'm waiting for Star Wars, and we're shooting videos constantly. So the last time
you did this 3 years ago, you enjoyed the experience so much that you went back and you're doing it again. What do you get out of it? What is the motivation behind this?
Eternal damnation.
Exactly. I figured if I'm going to hell, I might as well enjoy the ride. It is one of the most strange and unique, you know, experiences that, you know, I've, you know, come across. You meet a lot of wonderful people. Interesting things happen to you when you're out there.
I would imagine so. Does anything ever happen to you? You ever get creeps coming by
when you're living on a couch on the street?
Every once in a while. But the Seattle Police Department keeps, you know, Seattle pretty safe, so I don't get harassed too much.
Okay.
After you watched episode 2, were you disappointed in it?
No, I enjoyed it quite a bit. It wasn't like the letdown of 1, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great movie. It kept in the general theme of Star Wars. Got some great lightsaber duels, chasing, stuff like that.
This one's the Darth Vader.
I'm looking forward to seeing Vader in this.
Yeah, Vader. That's the whole deal, huh?
Vader baby, man.
Yeah, Vader baby.
Exciting.
Jeff, are you going to be tempted at any point over the next 21 weeks while you're standing in line? Let's say something opens up that looks just great, like the, what's that piece of crap Dennis Quaid movie where he's got the he's, his kids.
That 70s show kid is his boss.
Boyfriend is his boss.
Yeah.
You know, let's say something really or Spanglish.
I don't think I could stomach an Austin Kutcher movie. In fact, pardon me a little bit to stand fast for Star
Wars. Let's just say that some fantastic movie like that or Spanglish or something you can't turn away from shows up.
Well, there is Free Enterprise 2. I heard that's in the works. I'm not sure if it's going to be coming out soon, but I love the first Free Enterprise movie.
Really?
William Shatner, you know,
right?
Doing a musical version of Julius Caesar. And I'm just intrigued to see, you know, how, you know, what the sequel
technically you can get out of line and go into the, can you do that?
That was going to be my question, Mike. Could you leave line to go watch a movie and come back?
Technically, according to the rules that, you know, have been set up, I could, but I feel that I can't go see another movie because that'd just be completely cheating the entire
process.
Good
for you.
There's one movie that I get to see in a movie theater, and that's Star Wars.
Way to sacrifice.
A purist.
Where, if I may ask, our show has changed a little bit in the last 3 years with the FCC, but where do you go to the bathroom and wash? Is it still like in a restroom?
I have a place that, you know, that's right here in town that I go take a shower at, and I'm going to have to refer you to Waiting for Star Wars, and we just shot a beautiful video explaining where and how I go to the bathroom, and it should be up on the website in a couple of days.
Do you give yourself a time limit for hygiene and bathroom breaks?
Yeah, I basically set the rules down about, you know, I'm here about 22 hours a day.
Good. Okay.
Sounds like a job for J Dubs. Doesn't this guy sound like Dubs' brother? what's your website again? We'll have a link on our website as well, but if you give us the address now, everybody can make a note of it.
WaitingForStarWars.com.
WaitingForStarWars.com, right. And here's a call for you, a guy named Jason. Jason.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, has this guy ever got laid out there?
That's a valid question.
Well, actually, in the line or just in life in general?
Well, no, out there, you know, out there either in the van or, you know, in the proximity of where you're waiting in line.
Not as of yet.
No, not yet. Well, but maybe not.
Jason, I will say this. You'll be the first one, that, you know, you and Don and Mike will be the first to know about that.
What about, like, during that time you are away? Do you ever, have you, during the periods of time where you've been waiting, either 3 years ago or this time, have you had any kind of relations during your escape time?
Well, a few campouts ago, I've had some relations while in a sleeping bag, so.
I think the answer was kind of yes.
I think that's a yes.
It was kind of a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff,
that was kind of a yes. Mm-hmm. Have you heard from anybody like George Lucas or anybody famous?
No, I've talked to Jeremy Bullock, Boba Fett, you know, a couple times. And
The guy who played Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Did you have relations with him?
No, unfortunately.
Hold on. Here's Kathleen. She wants to talk to Jeff. Hello, Kathleen.
Hey. How do you afford to do this?
Yeah, excellent question.
That is an excellent question, and you know, I've learned that I tend not to talk about finances with strangers. Sorry, Kathleen.
You can't talk about finances, but you're okay. Do you make a living when you're away from this?
I make a wonderful living doing artwork and selling T-shirts and ceramic raccoon masks and playing poker.
Ceramic what?
Masks.
Well, what kind of masks?
I started out as African and then Northwest Native American work, and now I'm currently doing Norwegian rose molding.
Do you do relations with them?
Rob.
Jeff, let me just say.
Have you ever touched clay before? It's a little rough, Rob, and you know, I think you should really get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, Rob. Not living in the gutter.
Go rent Ghost again. Go see that clay scene again.
That's a good movie.
I'd wait for that one. Jeff, it's 21 fabulous weeks.
Wow.
May we please impose and call again over the following weeks just to check on you?
Anytime you guys want.
Jeff, and since we did call you, you're saying there's not as much of a media frenzy, as there was 3 years ago. If the Today Show does happen to come calling, do you think maybe you could give us our props again just for old time's sake?
Just for old time's sake, and, you know, I'll talk to you about, you know. Yeah, I think I could probably do that for you.
We could probably find our way if you did that and providing you with a reward.
Yeah, well, we'll work out a deal like we did last time.
Okay.
Anyway, we're following you. Mm-hmm. Are you wearing a stocking cap right now?
No, I'm wearing a little fleece bandana that It's keeping me pretty warm. It's not too chilly out here right now. I don't put on the cap. It's about 7, 8 o'clock.
Slowly
bundle up.
I just figured something out. You're going to be there like on Super Bowl Sunday.
Sure.
Wow, that sucks. You're going to miss the Super Bowl.
Well, I can just, basically, I'll get a TV out there and have you do a little tailgate party.
And St. Patrick's
Just like
Day.
Everybody else.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
And Valentine's Day.
And plus, I was disappointed that the Seahawks aren't going to be in the Super Bowl. I'm glad I didn't decide to wait for that.
Yeah, the Seahawks are out of it, so you're there in Seattle.
All right, Jeff, great talking to you. We'll put a link to your website on ours, and see you later.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, Jeff, stay dry.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Bye, loser.
He's a pirate now.
Loser.
What was that answer about? I was Peter Pan, and now I'm a pirate.
And who knew what he was talking about with some type of the mask?
The raccoon mask. He's a mysterious guy. He doesn't want to reveal the finances. No, of course not. If there are any finances, he's making African masks.
He's good. The whole time we're talking to him, the reason I went loser is not only because he's a loser, Mike is doing the L thing on his forehead.
Yes.
But I'm asking him if George Lucas has ever called it. Of course George Lucas has.
I like it when you ask a question. I like it when you ask the question and we all simultaneously shake our heads.